بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. Let me begin this program with our sincere dua to Allah. May Allah تبارك وتعالى grant all our beloved marhumin a mercy and rahmah, and may Allah fill their qabr with nur and barakat of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma ghafir lahum warhamhum wa sakkinhum fil jannah. Allahumma ghafir lahum warhamhum wa rawwihhum fil jannah. And we ask Rabbul Izzat tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant shifa to all our brothers and sisters, and may Allah make it easy for those who are ill. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him shifa'un ajilun ghayra ajil. Ameen. ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. And we ask رب العزة تبارك وتعالى, may Allah accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj, may Allah make it easy for them. And we make a special dua for those who could not go for Hajj. May Allah تبارك وتعالى write for them Hajj inshallah. May Allah تبارك وتعالى accept their niyat as a Hajj inshallah. May Allah fulfill labbaik for each and everyone who want to say it inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say shukran jazilan that you always listening to our program. On behalf of my sound engineer and our friends here on the reception on Radio Islam Studio, we say shukran jazilan that you always listening to our program. And we ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for those who are in difficulties. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala bring the rahmah to Ummatul Islam inshallah. Brother, sister in Islam, our program tonight is very special program. And actually it was my Jum'ah Bayan. And I'd like to say it again and again till we see the fruit of this speech and this Bayan become reality in our life. Our mothers, this lady which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala brought her to our life, mother. And Dunya is a female. And Jannah is a female. And the Rahmah is female. So if you look at all the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it's in the form of feminine. I mean Rahmatun, when we find the Arabic word end with Ta Marbuta. When we talk about that, I'd like to just talk to our mother first. And we make dua that may Allah reward you. May Allah grant you ajr for this sabr. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant you health and sahhat and afiyah. May Allah reward you for that effort you made for your family, even though you did not receive the return or the appreciation. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala cool your eyes before you die, that He grant you sahhat and afiyah and iman. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant you the proper payment when you are there on qabr. Oh, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept each and every effort of your life as a sadaqatun jariya. Brother and sister in Islam, we know that our parents are the ni'mat from Allah. And when we talk about parents, I mean my father and my mother. May Allah grant all our parents, those who pass away, may Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept our dua for them. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala compensate our parents, those who were suffering to pass the deen to us. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant them a company with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today I'm talking about the mother. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is a production of his mother. He didn't see his father. Islam spoke about parents, but Allah mentioned the name of mother in Quran. Why am I saying that? Because we got so many parents, especially mothers, get hurt. They got pain on the heart, because nowadays the children don't appreciate, don't respect. There's no more muhabbat like our olden time. Brother and sister in Islam, we know that the hisab, the payment, is in the day of Qiyamah. We know that. And many people, not only mothers or parents, many people, they do the favor to the people, but they never receive it. They receive the appreciation or shukran, or no shukr at all. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He's a Khaliq, He's a creator, and He knows how serious is that issue, that if there any error between the father and the child, or the mother and the children, it will cause a big disaster in this dunya. That's why many countries nowadays, they made ministry, the department of family and department of women. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is a creator, but parents are the main finder of me and you. There's no rain of children. It's after long story you come. That story written by the parents. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it haram. In the hadith that he said, Inna Allah harrama alaykum uquq al-ummahat. Allah forbid you to be unkind or harsh to your mother. When I say ummahat, is mothers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about shirk, and immediately He spoke about parents. As I told you, the creator and the one who look after the creator of the creation of Allah. Amongst the major sin is to have error towards your parents. Major sin. Now many people think is a family violence, misunderstanding, dispute. No. I'm here on Islamic station, and I'm telling you, I'm fully responsible for what I'm saying now. That is not a social problem, is not a family politics, it's a major sin. عقوق الوالدين is a major sin. The way you look at the khamar, wine, the way you look at gambling, the way you look at riba, now this is before that. Immediately after the shirk, there is something called disobedience of parents. Why we call Ummatul Islam Ummah? Ummah, because it's a mother. This Ummatul Islam, once you are in a Muslim community, this community become a mother for you. Love, care, advice, protection, help. That is called Ummah. Allah never used the father word. He used the word Ummah. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانُ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. So here, we bequested and encouraged the insan to look after his parents. His mother carried him. So now Allah did specify the parents. And here is mother. Secret of life, it's motherhood. Look at the animal kingdom, look at the insects, birds, you will find, especially in South Africa, women, mother, she's paying the price of the mistake of the father. And come and see the queue. Come see the people on the road. Who's the majority? Women looking for rizq. There are children at home waiting for rizq of Allah. When I say mother, I don't mean Muslim mother or kuffar mother. Mother. Allah didn't mention here which mother. The one who lost his mother, the child who lost his mother, passed away, we don't call him yatim, we call him latim. Latim, not yatim. Yatim is the one who lost his father. What is the difference between yatim and latim? Yatim, he lost the subsidy, lost the support. I mean materialistic support. You need money and food and all that. But latim, he lost something, money will never buy it. It's called love, care, and that feeling. No one can compensate the hug of the mother. No one can replace the smell of the mother or the touch of the mother. That's why we urge and we encourage the mothers, please, for the sake of Allah, have no problem with your children. For the sake of Allah and for the sake of Akhirah of this boy or that girl, love your child and forgive your children. Don't let shaitan let your child gain your hatred or your bad dua and let your child go to Jannah. Don't be the means of your child to go to Jahannam. Because definitely, anyone who got error with his parents will never pass the Sirat. Latim, the loser of love, the person who lost the touch of the mother. I got case that one daughter-in-law, her husband was in Sakaratul Maut, in ICU, and the mother came, and the daughter-in-law pushed the mother not to touch her son. Allahu Akbar. Reason, because this lady used to trouble me long time. But this daughter-in-law, if she understand that how much help the mother can give for the son on the time of Sakaratul Maut, she wouldn't do that at all. Touch of the mother in the time of Sakaratul Maut, Malaika of Rahma will come closer to the son. It's ibadah, it's tawbah, kafara. And what a lucky person when he pass away on his soul and go out in the hand of the mother. What a lucky mayyit when the last touch, he touched it with people around him, it was the touch of the mother. Brother and sister in Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was old, went to the grave of his mother and he cries and he asked Allah permission to visit regularly the grave of his mother. Ummatul Islam, our mother getting hurt, and I'm repeating again, the dispute with your mother today, I don't want to talk about parents, two of them, but I'm talking about that. Today is a mother. Looking at the face of the mother, you gain hajj. Any dispute with the mother is not a family politics. It's not like that dispute with your sister or your sister-in-law or your cousin. No. This lady is very special. And you remember the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the sign of Qiyamah, that the mother will get hurt. The son will be so kind and obedient to his wife, so cruel and harsh to his mother. Why do we practice that cruelty to our parents? Because we know that they won't harm us. Well, quickly we are gentle to our wife because this lady can cause a problem. But we take advantage on our parents. When the mother died, you know that call come to the person and said, "Matat allati kunna nukrimuka min ajliha." Now, the one we used to favor you because of her, she has gone. Now, do for yourself. Nothing for free anymore. And when we see the people cry for the mother, married people, he cries about that door which closed, the door of Rahmah is closed. Brother, sister in Islam, there is gift from Allah because your mother is still alive. All of us, we like to live long. All of us, we like barakah. All of us, we like to have health and blessing is there in a mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Anashkur li wa li waliday." Thank me and thank you, parents. Reason, I thank Allah that He gave me parents. And I thank my parents that they show me the road of Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, uququl walidain, this obedience and to be harsh to your parents, impossible to assume and to claim that you are salih. Impossible. The one who got a problem with his mother and father can stand up and say, I'm a good. Impossible. Because I want to tell you something. When you have a problem with your parents, your amal is not accepted. You know that. Ask the mufti what he tell you. If your mom call you in a salatun nafil, nafil salah, sunnat salah, you have to break and go. You have to break and go. Not only that. If your parents try to force you to disbelieve in Allah, don't harm them. Disagree? وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفٌ. And accompany them in a beautiful way. Exactly like Nabi Ibrahim a.s. Disobedience of parents is equal to shirk, to associate partner with Allah. And shirk, if you are mushrik, if you bring someone else with Allah, your salah is not accepted. And when you have any problem with your parents, your a'mal is not accepted. Because Allah is the creator, and the parents are the one who look after the creator. And I think you still remember that Sayyidatuna Asma, that the mother of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr, she was above 90 years, and her son was old, and this lady was blind. But when he died, Al-Hajjaj killed him. She came and smelled that old boy, not a young boy. And she touched him and put that old man on her lip. And then the milk started to flow from her breast. Old lady, mother, mother, don't worry about how old is the child and how old is the mother. Brother and sister in Islam, we know that how serious is that issue, and it's about akhirah. Your amal is not accepted. You gain the la'nat of Allah. Your dua is not accepted. Your children will do the same thing to you. You will suffer on the time of sakaratul maut. You will have azab in the grave. You will gain the azab of Allah on akhirah, jahannam. No barakah on rizq. Even society, they don't like you and respect you. My message tonight to all those women who try to hijack the husband and stop him from going to his mother, or stop mother to meet him. Daughter-in-law and mother-in-law, that is ongoing war till the day of Qiyamah. Sister in Islam, if you see your husband have bad relation with his parents, you must get worried that your turn is coming. Never ever support the son to stay away from his mother. You have to encourage him. You gain barakah to your children. You gain long life for your husband. And then your husband will look after you. Kama tadinu tudan. Yes. Kama tadinu tudan. As you give, you will receive. Brother, sister in Islam, you know that riwayah, that the son could not read Kalima Shahada because the heart of the mother changed against him. This is a hadith. If Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abi Awfa, and he said, we were there by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one person came and said, Ya Rasulullah, one man that can't read Kalima Shahada, and his soul, his ruh doesn't go out. So he called his mother. Mother said, no, I will never give maaf to my son. She said, okay, I will burn that son. She said, no, leave my son, don't burn him. I forgive him. And the boy read Kalima Shahada and he died. Brother and sister in Islam, be careful of that misunderstanding of that fight and dispute with the mother. Is not a family politics, is deen, is haram, is a major sin. Brother and sister in Islam, how do you know that you are in error with your parents? How do you know? Because everyone now is acting mazloom now. Everyone say, no, my mother, my mother. I'm telling you now, even if your mother ask you to disbelieve in Allah, there's no way to fight with this lady. There is no way. And all of us, we surviving because of the dua of this lady. Our a'mal is accepted. All of us, we still running because of the ta'aleem of our mother, because of the effort of our... How many women nowadays, how many women, married women, got husband and children and happy life, she's still missing that food of her mother. How many men now, he need just his mother to come out 1 minute to hug her from the grave, just one hug. How many people, they enjoy when the mother come and in a dream, the marhumin, come in a dream, and just smile on their face. What a good feeling that we got. All of us, we still remember and have a good memory about our mother and our parents, and that manner and that care and akhlaq, we never ever get it from someone else. We did have a wife, we do have a children, we have aunts and we have sisters and all that, but mother is mother. How many people they're still missing that moment, and he wish he could meet the mother 1 minute to say sorry or I love you? How many one wish to die to meet his mother and to meet that hug, even if 1 second on the day of Qiyamah? Brothers and sisters, Islam, we do love you with my full respect to all our listeners who listened. May Allah forgive me and you for any misunderstanding with our mother, for any shortcoming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. But my message today is for those who still have a mother around them, but they don't know that treasure and that gift from Allah. So if you ask me, how do I know that I have a problem with my mother? You know the sign of uquq, or sign of disobedience of parents, uncountable. Wallahi, there's no limit to tell you this one is going to cause a problem with your mother, this one, this one. And nowadays, we feel shy to talk about our relationship or that problem we done it to our mother. Wallahi. And we see some people deal with the mothers like his classmate or the maid who serve him or one lady who hire her to help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass that message of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our mothers is the road to Jannah. Neglecting the mother physically or emotionally, that is a major sin. Once the boy marry, he write the nikah, he said to his wife, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, and then on the same night he divorced his mother. Finish. He got a new mother. That is a terrible. Because this wife, she knew you while you are adult. But the mother knows you before you come to this dunya. The eyes of the heart saw you before the eyes of the mother. The second one, to cause stress to the mother, to put the mother on difficulties, that is a major sin. To hurt your mother by anyhow, words or action, the ulama said, even if you are joking, even if that lady accept that jokes, it's haram. Punishing the mother because of your father's mistake, or because of your brother's or sister's mistake, I don't know, I want to fight tonight. I'm on live on radio now, I'm ready for debate. Someone can phone now and we fight. We got some people in our community, he want to punish the mother, to push her to be on his side. I will never pay because my brother troubled me. Let my mother suffer so that she can understand how much favor I do. That is bad. I don't know what type of people is. Punishing the mother to let her come. That you do it for your wife, not for the mother. When I say mother, has nothing to do with Islam and kufr. Good mother or bad mother. Mother is mother. Your wife is wife, but after you utter talaq is no more your wife. It is haram for you to see one single hair from her after talaq. But our mother we can't. Looking at the face of the mother with anger, any type of reaction, bad reaction, it's a major sin. Looking. We got some guys punishing the mother through the looking. Shutting the door, opening the door to your mother with no respect is not accepted in Islam. Raising the voice of the mother, on the mother, raising your voice to your mother, that is a major sin. Exactly like you're in haram or in a masjid. Shouting the mother for any type of mistake, that is very important. I'm saying that for our brothers who got elderly mother, that aged mother. Aged mothers become like a child. And this lady never born like that. This lady, she was very active. She done great. And asked me, I got so many Indian family. That ni'mah, that money they have, it was the effort of that old lady. And that is the atom, the seed of that business, was the dua of this woman. And then, and the insan, kalla innal insana la yatwa. Indeed, insan will become transgressor. When? Ar-ra'ahu staghna. Ar-ra'ahu staghna, it means when he feels that he is independent, doesn't need, has no need. Now he got wife, he got business, but he forgot that this lady pick him up in the time which he has nothing. Joking with the mother or about the mother? Oh, one day someone was telling me that that stand-up comedy that made for 3 hours just criticize our Indian women. Our Indian women are our mothers and our wife. It's not another nation. How come that men criticize the food of our mother or the language of our mother? That they're impossible. Impossible to allow that to happen in our community. Neglecting our mothers, not introducing her to put her forward. Respecting our mother, you have to count that the existence of your mother in your life. This lady is not a child. I know this lady don't have money, doesn't work anymore, but this lady, in the eyes of Allah, she's in front. How many people? They travel overseas, but they don't inform their parents. You know how serious this one. You can die there with missing the dua of the mother. And how many people bought house, but he never tell his mother, who bought a car, he never get barakah. So, please, respect the mother and inform her. How many people, you just call the mother with her name, doesn't have any title. That is unaccepted in Islam at all. Even if the mother accepted it. How many children or how many sons and daughters put the mother on a hard time, put the burden on the mother, and that old lady, she can't. Mommy, go fight with my father. She can't. This lady now, khalas, physically she's not fit to do that. How many times people put the pressure on the mother so that they can come to their side? Another thing, covering the fault of the mother is the greatest ibadah. Stop showing off that you're favoring your mother. I took her umrah. I bought for her this. I took my mother on holiday. Your money is belong to your mother. She took you to the holiday, not you taking the mother. The slave and what he got belong to his master. Brother and sister in Islam, I'm advising myself. May Allah grant my mother Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive us for any mistake we've done to our parents. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala soften the heart of the parents to forgive their children. Satr, concealing the fault of the parents, is the greatest ibadah. Nowadays, sister-in-law, because normally the mother stay with the boy, not the son, not the daughter. So she said, I took my mother-in-law to hospital and I was cleaning her. She was bleeding, vomiting. I done a lot. You see, why you mention that? Why are you informing Sheikh that your mother-in-law was messing on her bed? Oh, she was bleeding. That is This is a confidential thing. This is amanat. How come you talk like that? I used to feed her with my hand and then she used to mess and I clean. No, this lady wasn't like that. This lady, she gave you your husband. This lady, she was not like that. She gave you the husband, that's why she become like that. They asked Aisha radiallahu anha, oh Aisha, have you ever seen Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read salah sitting? She said, yes. They asked her, why? She said, the people broke him. People has finished him. What is that? Like he used to favor people till he get finished. Nowadays, anyone who do favor to the people count him as a mad. Where's the payment? Where's the return? Satr of your parents is the greatest ibadah. The name of Allah is Sattar. Conceal the faulty and secret. Amanat. Amanat, that is a secret of our mothers and father. If you read the ayat of Quran, you'll understand what I'm telling you now. Great anbiya, they know the value of the mother and father. Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know. Ismail alayhi salam, he accepted to be slaughtered because just to please his Allah and father. Isa alayhi salam, he was thanking Allah that وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. Many ulama and mufassirin said he was not cruel to his mother. You know, nowadays if the mother tells the son, you know what, you have no father, you just came like that, you know the children, what you do. But this boy, he said, no, I do appreciate the effort of Maryam alayhi salam. And then he was praising Allah that Allah make it easy for him to be kind. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. Yahya alayhi salam said like that. Alama Muhammad bin Sirin, when he used to talk to his mother, he sat down on the floor. If the floor wet or whatever. Anyway, never ever talk to his mother standing. And he looked down. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he used to carry his mother to the bathroom. This, because she was a blind woman. Uthman ibn Affan and Sayyiduna Haritha ibn Nu'man, he said, I never ever check the details of my mother because of my modesty. I don't have that gut to zoom on the face of my mother. I look general, but I don't check all the details of the face of my mother. Sayyiduna Haritha bin Nu'man, he was the only one in the family who used to comb the hair of his mother and pick up the lace from her hair. He's a great Sahabi. And he said, I never ever rectify any word from my mother. I used to send people to say, what do you mean? But he agreed. Whenever ask him, he just say, inshallah, I'm going. And then he sent someone else to rectify and say, what she mean? I didn't catch. You don't want to tell the mother, I don't understand. I don't get you. Sayyiduna al-Hasan never ate with his mother. You ask him why, he said, no, I'm worried that my mother is going to target some food which I'm going to eat it and she will mess it. So let her enjoy the plate alone to eat whatever she wants. Sayyiduna al-Hasan, someone came to him. He said, oh al-Hasan, should I read Quran? And my mother is waiting for me to eat with her supper. What must I do? Sayyiduna al-Hasan said to him, go, stop reading Quran and go to your mother, eat and be with her, better than Quran and Hajj. Sayyiduna Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir, I just give you example of this ulama and sahaba, those who know the value of deen better than me and you, and they never ever disregard the issue of mother. Sayyiduna Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir, he said, I spent the whole night massaging the feet of my mother and my own brothers reading Salatul Tahajjud. He said, wallahi, was the best night I received the nur of Allah on my face. More than Salah. Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Qadr was the greatest alim and the person who filled the kitab of his aqwal. Sayyidina Sahabi, Sayyidina Usama bin Zaid, He said, my mom, she wished, she admired something, we know it, it's called Jumar al-Nakhl. I don't know if you people know about it or not. Anyhow, there on a branch of the Nakhl, the palm tree, there is something there, on top there, inside the trunk of the tree, the palm tree, something there is like a very soft branch. It's like a heart of the apple. You eat it, it tastes very tasty. Not the kajur, is something there is like a one branch, very soft. And then he went to the Nakhla, he went to buy this palm tree. So the owner said, 1,000 dirham. And then he bought it. 1,000 dirham is a lot. He can buy a garden, not that piece of branch. And the people said, why you pay so much like this? He said, my mom asked me, and I can afford it, and then I will never say no to my mother. Because I can afford it. I have the 1,000 dirham. I think I have to dedicate this Sayyidina Osama ibn Zayd incident to the one, his mother just want to visit his sister. She never asked $1,000 or 1,000 rand. Just to take her to visit her sister. Who just take her to visit a friend. Oh, mother just want to move and walk around. Sayyidina Uwais bin Amir, this, you know, that man, very special. I cannot imagine a Muslim don't know Sayyidina Uwais bin Amir, because his case never happened amongst the other Sahaba. Just very exclusive Sahabi. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Umar, one man is going to come from Yemen. His name is Uwais bin Amir. If you can meet him and ask him to make dua for you, do it. Umar ibn al-Khattab, the Khalifa of Muslimin, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Umar, you must meet that man coming from Yemen, going to Iraq. So meet him on the road and ask him to ask istighfar for you. Then Sayyidina Umar said, why? He said, this man here, he got his status because he's so kind to his mother. Why? He's so kind. Mother is happy and pleased to him. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud carried the water for his mother whole night till she wake up. Ibn Shuraih is a great mufassir. The kitab full of his name. Sitting on the gathering, preaching, teaching in a big gathering, majlis, while he's talking about Allah and his Rasul, and hundreds of people are listening to him, and in front of him, his mother tell him, oh, Ibn Shuraih, stand up, go feed the chicken. And he went. He left his bayan and went. You never say, I'm a big sheikh, big Maulana, what are you doing now? We talk about Allah. No, never. Because this man knows how much reward he can get. Better than this ta'lim here. Nowadays the children can just go fetch water for the mother from the kitchen. Just few meters. 5 steps to get water. Say, I'm busy by the internet or watching TV or busy with haram. Busy with haram. Allah make it easy for us and for our children. So, let us think about our akhirah through our mother. Love her. And I cannot accept someone who hates his mother. That one, I don't know what to do. Because it's a fitrah. It's natural to love your mother. To love your mother is natural. Once you have some ill feeling towards your mother, there's some error there. You're not normal. You're not normal. Check the animal, check the lion there. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, lower your wings towards your parents. It's honor. It's honor. It's not disgrace. When you humble yourself and you humiliate yourself before your mother, actually people will say, mashallah. No one will say, oh. But when you humble yourself to your wife, people say you are sheep. Respecting the mother is not that pretending in front of the people. It's a feeling. The way you look at your mother It's called internal feeling. Leave the outside one. Leave the outside one. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ummak, Ummak, your mother, your mother, your mother, 3 times. And then later on he said, Abuk, your father. So 3 times mother, 1 time father, that means if you have 100 rand, mother must get 75. And father must get 25 courtesy. Never ever neglect the request of the mother. You must do what she asks you to do. I ask Mufti in Imam Abu Hanifa what he said about the mashura of parents for nikah, blessing of the mother for nikah, giving the mother smiley face, a real smiley face, not the fake one. Brother, sister, Islam, to look after your parents is better than jihad. And you know the incident that Rasulullah sent someone back to make jihad with his mother. And then, must finalize that case. You must finalize that terrible case which we have in our life. What is the right of the wife? What is the rights of the mother? We, you know, many of our married people didn't understand. They say, Sheikh, what must I do now? These two women are fighting too much. What must I do? My wife, she will take the children, run away to her mother's house. She's threatening me. And my mother, she raised up her hand and she's going to curse me. I'll go to Jahannam. What must I do? I go to Jahannam in dunya, Jahannam in akhirah. You say, yeah. Because you don't know what you should do. You don't know the right of the parents and the right of the mother. Everyone has got his own haqq. Never ever harm your mother. As I said, even if she accepted it. Stop showing favor and mentioning the favor to your mother. Teach your children that my mother is my deen. The way you tell your son when you go to mosque, you must take off your shoes and sit nice and don't mess on, don't trouble the musalli. This lady is a mosque in our house. This lady. Teach your children. This lady is not any woman in our life. It's Jannah and Jahannam. Red line, don't cross. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ. Don't use that word uff. Uff here is not actually a word, it's a sound. Nowadays people, they sway the mother. Not only uff. Never wish that this lady die. Ya Allah. Some people say, Taklif, my mother sits in the house, will be fine when she died. I don't know what type of son this. Wishing that this lady, but she never wished for you to die. Ever. Spending on the mother, you must give her what she wants. Yes, because actually your money is her money. Practice patience and hold. You make sabr for any error the mother gives it to us. If the mother is cruel or harsh or whatever, don't go and fix her. Call someone else to advise your mother. Salamun alaik. Peace upon you. Make sabr, tolerate, make sabr, and call someone else to talk to your mother. Obedience of the mother for anything except the haram. Make istighfar your parents after salah. Many ulama said, if you don't make istighfar after every salah, you are not kind to your parents. Life parents or dead. After death of your parents, try to cover what the shortcoming of your parents. Kafara, sadaqa, hajj, umrah. Please send something to your parents. Be kind to their friends, family members. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-khalatu mithlul aunt, it's a copy of the mother. It actually is a mother. Aunt, your auntie is a mother. Someone was telling me that my sister's child, don't greet me. Why? You say, what do you have? He said, nothing. This boy, he say, khala is like my next door. Even next door we have to greet. Dealing with your marhumin, especially mother, as she's still alive. What she used to do in her lifetime, do it. That is called family ties or the kindness to the mother. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to do so many things on behalf of marhumin, especially Khadija radiallahu anha. She used to slaughter every month a sheep, so he slaughtered. So they asked him, what that sheep for? He said, no, that is the sunnah of Khadija. Khadija used to do that. Sadaqa, on behalf of the marhumin. Your parents on the qabr are jailed. They are needy on the grave. Your mom, the marhumin, if your mother passed away, your father, your son, the most difficult moment for the mayyat is this barzakh here, the qabr here. How come you are so stingy, you spend so much money for holiday and your children and take away, but you can't say this amount of money is sadaqah for my mother. Release your mother from adab on the qabr. Extend that qabr and nur of the qabr by this little amount. Many people only in Ramadan or sometimes. Why don't you do a regular sadaqah jariyah for your parents? I know you do it for yourself, but do it for your parents. Make dua, a sincere dua from the son, because it's sadaqah jariyah. Fulfill the will of the mother. You know how many boys nowadays say, no, my mother tell me that, but I don't want to do it. Wasiya, the will of the mother, is amanat. Do what she used to do in her lifetime. She liked to do it. The day of Eid, what your mother used to do. Friday, what she used to do. When someone knocked the door, what your mommy used to do. Please practice that ibadah, she will get the ajr of that. Visit the grave of your mom, especially on Friday. She will be happy. She will know that you are there. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will let her be proud of you amongst the people of Qabr or the people of Barzakh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let us gain Jannah through our parents. Many of our brothers showing favor that I took my mother for Hajj. I spent so much money. One listener, his mother fell and broke her hip, and he replaced the herbs with 100,000 rand. After 1 month, she died. People say, oh, you spend so much money. Wallahi al-azim, this is the only money you have in your life. Yes. So take your mom to the nice hospital, spend, even if the mother will die after that. You get the ajr. Brother, sister in Islam, inform your wife that my mom is my deen. If she doesn't accept, so force the wife to respect your choice that you want to please Allah. Brother, sister in Islam, we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala reward our parents for the khidmat. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala soften the heart of our mother to accept our tawbah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward all those women who did sacrifice to look after their family and the children. And we know that the children now they don't appreciate. It's a sign of qiyamah. So mom and dad, forgive your children. You will regret when you see your son suffering on qabr or in the time of sakaratul maut. Oh, in the day of Qiyamah, you won't like it. So now you have the means to forgive. Just leave it for Allah. May Allah reward you for all what you have done for your children. And believe me, you will never die till you receive your payment. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said in Quran, wa ilayya al-masir. You know what is ilayya al-masir? Two of you, you're going to come to me. And then everyone will receive his haqq. Son will pay. And the mother will pay if she neglect the right of the children. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O Allah, we have wronged ourselves towards our parents. O Allah, you are our witness that we regret. O Allah, accept our dua and our effort to our parents. O Allah, do not let our parents a means for us to enter Jahannam. O Allah, you know the challenge and difficulties which we face in our life. O Allah, soften the heart of the parents to accept the mistake and shortcoming of the children for the sake of Akhirah. Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil-iman. An aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana, wa kaffir anna sayyatina, wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروحهم في الجنة. اللهم اجمعنا معهم عند النبيين والصديقين والشهداء في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. Brother and sister in Islam, شكرا جزيلا. Till we see you inshallah next week. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.